And if you're searching for some new music, you might try listening to New York-based musician Joseph Arthur. He's got a new CD out. It's called Our Shadows Will Remain. Day-to-Day music critic Christian Bordahl picked up Joseph Arthur's new album. Here's his review.
The music of most artists is quickly recognizable. It mines similar sonic and melodic territory, and after a while, you get it. But there are a few artists who are somehow bigger than that, who in some way manage to overcome those natural human limitations of self. I remember the first time I was really struck by that experience was at a Miles Davis show. It was around 1986. He was touring an album called Tutu, a foray into fusion-y drum machines. It wasn't classic Miles, but live, I was blown away by the number and variety of his musical ideas. Miles just seemed to shrug them off like water, like nothing. For a songwriter who, like most, struggles for new ideas, for something that doesn't feel done, it was awe-inspiring, almost frightening to experience that kind of freedom. I was reminded of my reaction to Miles Davis when I caught singer-songwriter Joseph Arthur recently at Cafe Largo, a small club in L.A. Arthur's breakthrough came in 2000 when his kind of quirky, angsty, moody pop CD, Come to Where I'm From, was somehow named Album of the Year by Entertainment Weekly. His fourth full-length CD, just out, is called Our Shadows Will Remain. Well, I can't exist when you disappear. Disintegrate and I swallow everything. Oh, sister, don't be scared. I'm not going to try to convince you that Joseph Arthur's another Miles Davis. Musically, he's more kin to folks like Built to Spill, and Beck is often mentioned as a reference. It's a long way from Miles. But Arthur does have his own version of that same gift of creative freedom I was talking about, the gift of ideas, and the bravery and ability to keep releasing them into the air. By the way, it's also interesting to note that both Miles and Arthur are also painters. In fact, their art shares a kind of frenzied primitivism. It's funny how you can listen to some artists' records for years, but it's not until you see them live that you start to understand who the artist is, to see their musical essence, you know, their musical soul. Live, Joseph Arthur creates a kind of dynamic swirl of noise that somehow appears almost magically all around him. You know, it seems to inhabit the space he inhabits. And it's through that drone, that musical miasma, that he threads his sweet and acerbic melodies. Now, that live musical personality doesn't always translate to record, nor is the songwriting always consistent. His new CD, Our Shadows Will Remain, has 12 tracks, but it's the first six that really got my attention. If you buy the CD as a vinyl album, I predict you'll spend all your time listening to side one. But man, side one really shines. In Los Angeles, this is Christian Bordahl for Day to Day.
You can hear full-length cuts from the Joseph Arthur CD at our website, npr.org. We've got some time, so let's walk.